This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Danny, I thought this would be an interesting thing to take the temperature of our listening audience on. Ideally, we can get insight from both some male and female listeners. I think that would help the conversation. How familiar are you with the app Tinder?
Very.
Me too.
Everybody knows, right?
I know what it is. I've never been on it. Danny has, which is a really funny story, actually. I don't know if you'll remember this.
Yeah.
But we did a show bit where we
around Valentine's Day, right?
Right. Yeah. Where we had a Tinder challenge. And I just said right away, I'm not doing this. My girlfriend.
You're like, this is a mistake.
Right. My girl. No, it wasn't a mistake. I kind of think I came up with it, but it was like, it was great for the show. It was just, my girlfriend at the time, now my wife, would not appreciate if I did this. Mm-hmm. I will sit this one out. Tom had a girlfriend and didn't think she would care, I suppose.
Right.
Dor. Yeah. He was with his wife.
That's right.
I guess he probably played along, right? I think he did.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were married for several years, and so nothing matters, and you did it.
Mm-hmm.
And the bit was, we get on Tinder, we created profiles, and then we would see who could get the most matches on Valentine's Day.
And we had a great sounder from our guy Brian Peck, recorded one for each of us. Tom has a match.
So every time someone got a match, because you would just scroll all day long and basically with no regard for anything, just everybody is swiping right, I would guess.
Yes, that's
swipe,
right.
Swipe, 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 swipe. And so every time someone would get a match, we would update the leaderboard. Tom has a match. Brendan has a match. Danny has a match. And Tom, if you remember, ran away with it. I don't know what it was about his profile that was attractive to the ladies. Other than
the certain subsection was
handsome.
In.
I mean, handsome devil.
Yep.
So he ran away with the challenge. But months after we did this, like several months after we did this, Danny was still on Tinder. And some like neighbor of yours, remember this?
Yeah. Basically, like confronted me, and I haven't seen the thing in however long. Like I did it. It's like one of those out of sight, out of mind. You know, right. I'm not like sitting there checking it.
It's like one day in studio for a bit for a radio segment, and you never thought about it again. And then it was months later that like you're. I think it might have been
an upstairs neighbor.
Yeah.
In our condo building.
And she's like giving you these weird looks, and I don't remember the story, but basically you're like, what is the deal?
Like, yeah, I'm like, is everything okay? Like, what's going on? And she's like, I saw your profile. Like, you're disgusting. And I'm like, oh.
Because she sees you and your wife and your
kids. Sees me. Like, I'm like walking around the stroller with like the kid, you know? Like,
Danny doesn't have a match with his neighbor.
Yeah, no, that didn't work out.
And then are you still on or did you get off it?
I was able to figure out how to deactivate fully.
Right.
I thought, oh, I deleted the app. That's it. But no, it's not.
Danny has a match.
There it is.
That's the one.
God, that was a great bet.
Oh, I miss Peck so much. Technically, he still works for us and does projects for us.
Mm-hmm.
But just
Brendan has a match.
Being able to walk down the hall.
Wasn't that so great?
And just say, hey, Peck, we need this real quick. Him turning around.
And he just did it.
Like that.
It was perfect.
Thom has a match.
Thom.
We heard that one a lot more, I will say. Thom got a lot of matches that day. I think he was like at 14 matches in four hours.
Insane.
I'm like, is it this easy? This is all you have to just create.
You just have to do that.
An account. And there's.
He used. And you, by the way, you know what you're thinking? It was his pictures too. Like you thought maybe he was doing something else. No, it was Thom.
Super handsome.
He crushed it.
Also, I know that getting 14 matches doesn't mean you're going to land the plane 14 times, if you know what I mean. But let's say you land the plane three times.
You got a better chance of landing the plane?
If you land the plane three times out of 14, that's not a bad couple of weeks for Thom.
Danny has a match.
Danny just got another match.
Another one?
Damn.
Nice.
Here's what I wanted to tell you about Twitter.
Tinder.
Tinder, sorry. Twitter's another thing.
Yeah.
Tinder is adding a feature where you can put a height limit and requirement on your profile to have people be able to match with you, essentially. A spokesperson for Tinder told Newsweek, "We're always listening to what matters most to our Tinder users, and testing the paid height preference is a great example of how we're building with urgency, clarity, and focus." What they're trying to do is, I guess this is maybe the paid feature.
Yes.
I don't know if it works where you could get an account for free, and then if you're super serious, you can get another account. I don't know. But as one of their features, if I don't like short kings, I can just say, if you're 5'6", you don't get to match with me. That's how it works, right?
Yes.
Because you have to fill out your height. Now, could someone lie? I guess they could, because people could lie about, like, someone shows up that's gained 30 pounds or whatever. You're just heavier than people thought. Someone could say they had a college degree and they didn't. So I guess you could lie about your height, yeah?
100%. Right? There's now, maybe there's a verification thing that happens. So there's a, I've read a lot about this because once you brought it to my attention, I'm fascinated with the entire universe. So the free to use, everyone can use it, right? You log in, you do your best. And there's a set of risks with that. Not the way you're thinking, but like there's a, not that much verification. There's not that much that they can, there's only so much that they can do. Someone's got a Facebook profile they can log in or whatever. You could find people that are in committed relationships that are still scrolling, whatever. There's only so much you can do. So they're trying to add and find a way for themselves, talking about the company, this is Tinder, Bumble, everybody in between, to make money. The premium feature or features that they're trying to offer, a subscription or whatever to folks, is a way to enhance your time, to make it more valuable for you in some kind of way. Because to get people to subscribe to something, you've got to provide value for it. Same way with the season ticket holder versus someone that's going to buy an individual game. So they're always trying to find some reason for you, not you, Grant Paulson, but one, to subscribe, to pay them some money because they're not earning any, really.
Yeah.
It just ads and a little bit of small stuff.
But this has led to outrage, and people are very, very upset because it is a physical, uncontrollable element of somebody's existence that they feel is, I guess, being attacked, right?
Yep.
Like, short dudes are not happy about this at all. That's mostly who's going to be upset because you look at like a 2013 study from Science Direct found that women prefer their partners to be, this is a lot, by the way, 8 inches taller than them. I wouldn't have thought it would have been that much, but supposedly women like their partner to be 8 inches taller than them. If you're 5'5", you want to be 6'3". 5'2", you could be 6 foot. That's fine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Men say that they prefer their partners to be 3 inches shorter than them. Do you relate to that?
3 inches shorter. Huh, interesting.
Now that we are, like, I'm 5'8", my wife's probably 5'5", 5'4", and change or something. So, like, we're in that threshold.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would say hard. Like, I don't have rules. It's not like if my wife, who I fell in love with, was 5'7", we wouldn't have gotten married. But I would say my proclivity would have been probably, like, yeah, there's probably a few inches shorter than me is a good thing.
Yeah. Like, if my wife was 5'3", I wouldn't have cared. She's 5'6", I wouldn't have cared. You know, like, so, yeah. Like, but it's, I don't, like, 6'4" is probably too tall. You know?
Right. I do feel bad. Like, if you're super tall, whether you're a dude or a girl, but especially, mm-hmm. I think for girls, it can be harder.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like,
for sure.
If a lot of guys, I'm either anti-dating women that are taller than them,
mm-hmm.
or...
Like, by a lot. Like, I could do eye height, well, you know, yeah, but 6'4" is a lot.
A 6'4", if you're 6', is...
Yeah.
She That's puts my on, point. She puts on heels?
Yeah.
Like, now it's 6-7 inches we're talking about here.
Yes, it is.
You're just getting dwarfed.
Yes, it is. Yep.
I feel bad. But maybe you're going 27-11 for the Liberty, and it's not as big a deal.
Uh-huh.
Nobody knows. But here's why I brought this up, and I want to get feedback from our listeners. Tinder's saying, all we're doing is providing information. We've always done this.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get you someone who you're compatible with. You're looking for a certain person. We've got a bunch of things you can already, boxes that can be checked, and little faders you're turning up and down, and I want someone who has these same wants and not wants as me, and you're sifting through all this stuff, right? Likes and dislikes. It's just height. Mm-hmm. We're just adding that, and people are going, this is inappropriate. You can't do this, because, like, the idea of, what if they did weight? Which I think they could if they wanted to. But, like, that, can you imagine the blowback on that?
Yeah, because they have a delicate way of asking, right? Where it's like, you can put on any dating profile for depends on not just Tinder, but anywhere else. It's like, body type, athletic, a few extra pounds, husky. Like, they're already hinting
at it.
Is
that a thing?
Yeah. I mean, it depends on your app.
Okay. Did you do dating apps in the past?
No. So, the thing you don't know about
How do you know so much about this?
I did a so much research on it. I got pretty far down the line. My sister-in-law and I started the process of developing one ourselves. You don't even know about this. I was inspired by our guy, Kevin Sheehan. This is totally true. Having, like, all these interests outside of sports radio. And I was like, she worked at the time in tech development, had a bunch of developers that she knew. And we, like, brainstormed and went pretty far down the line, starting a company, founding it, started going down the line with it, ended up becoming too much because we both had kids and it became overwhelming. So I had to shut the company down. But we did. We started one. And wow. I did a ton of research to figure out what the complaints were. The biggest complaint for women is that the guy shows up and it isn't what he says.
Yeah.
So, like, now the biggest complaint for men is that it's an AI chatbot. But, like, for women, it was like, this dude looks really handsome, says he's tall, and he's, you know, he's 5'6" and has no teeth or whatever. Like, right. That was the thing, is the wasting of the time.
So here's the question, though. I want to hit the phones on this, and we can continue to discuss this. But I want to open up the phones at 800-636-1067. Tinder's got a new height filter that has sparked this debate over whether or not this is okay. Is this cool? When you start saying, you've got to tell people how tall you are, and you're not going to be able to match with certain people who have a restriction to not allow you to date them. And without bearing the lead, my point is, well, if someone doesn't want to date you based on your height, if you show up at your height, it ain't going to go that well.
Right.
It's not like you're not meeting your wife because they're not letting you meet this person. They're clearly pretty serious about the height thing, right? Mm-hmm. But do you think that this is a weird thing Tinder's doing?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.